Hello, hello. Well done. Thank you for sending your latest lesson pack through. Just going to go over that middle section, the timing for that middle section. So the first thing we need to just address very quickly is that the first two lines after she told me, where are we? Here we go. So you've got, she told me. So this section, a bit of madness is key. And then to give us new colours to see. I am going to sing that through in a second, but just wanted to say that those are particularly confusing because they are slightly slower than you expect them to be. And then the next two lines, who knows where it will lead us, and that's why they need us. They are more musically, they make sense musically more than the other two lines, because they go back into like the sort of 4-4 tempo and 4-4 time signature, and then the tempo that you naturally would have done the first two lines in. So I completely appreciate that. Also, without the vocal guide, that's quite tricky with this backing track on its own. So I'm going to sing this section now. Hopefully you'll be able to follow how I'm singing it with this backing track, with a specific backing track. Here we go. So I'm going to take it back to, here's to the mess we make. So just here. She told me a bit of madness is key. Give us new colours to see. Who knows where it will lead us? And that's why they need us. So bring on the rebels, the ripples from pebbles, the painters and poets and plays. So, just very quickly to explain that, just to point out something in the music there, you should be able to hear before, so after new colours to see, there is a nice sort of loud chord that comes in that gives us the timing for who knows where it will lead us. So I'm just going to show you that now with the backing track playing, and I'm going to talk over it so you can hear what I mean. So we make, you've got here, she told me. So here you've got this. This is key. So give us new colours to see. Here's the chord, ready? Who knows where it will lead us? So it's that real kind of like synth chord sound. I want to call it a synth. Sort of the electric piano sound. Here. Got, who knows where it will lead us. So you've got lots of lovely very quick piano runs there leading into that chord change, which is the timing sort of cue for the next line. Hopefully that makes sense, and hopefully you can sing along with the run through I did on this recording just sort of a minute ago on this recording. So if you can rewind it back to that and sing along with me and listen now to the musical, I guess, structure around the way that I'm singing it, timing wise, that's how you need to do it. So just remember that she told me is nice, and it's kind of like, I guess, stretched out. And then you've got that a bit of madness is key to give us new colours to see, which is slightly slower than you would want to naturally go into it. Then you've got that synth chord that I mentioned, and you're going into the who knows where it will lead us, that section, and then a nice big build into the next part too. And try if you can to sing along with how I've sung it. Obviously, if there's any other queries or if you're still stuck, then please let me know in your next lesson pack and I will break it down further. But I think that should be okay in terms of, or that should be absolutely fine for you in terms of following along with that. I know you can do that absolutely fine. So have fun with it. If you need any help though, please do not hesitate to ask. You know where I am. But have fun. Enjoy. Keep singing.